the podcast for And Why Not, your host, Sing Evie. And the reason for this podcast is for enlightenment, reality, and all the things that's real that people experience in their life. And sometimes they don't really want to talk about. But, you know, with modern technology and celebrity entertainment and news and all the things that are going on in the world today, I just have so much to say about what's going on and how I feel about it personally. You know, I'm experienced, I'm an older woman, I have my degrees, you know, I do social work as a living, you know, I create programs for children, you know, and so I got a lot to talk about, you know, and it's not always about receipts. It's about what's real and how you were brought up and how you was raised and morals and values and the things that people just got away from and just doing what they want to do without any regards to the other person. So if you're interested in joining me, please, you know, check me out and comment and like and subscribe and be a part of what I gotta say, and I can answer your questions if you have questions that need answers and enlightenment and just overall good talk. So as I said, this is And Why Not, and Why Not. So stay tuned. Later. Okay, so this will be my last podcast for the evening. Since we lost an hour, I'm kind of sleepy. But I just wanted to share, drop some knowledge, you know, share some laughters. You know, you can send me a link, or no, I could send you a link, but if you have any questions, you can feel free to send me questions that you might have. I'm writing a dissertation, so that's really pressure on my mind. You know, there's always some type of political gimmick going on in life, so I wouldn't say burden you with that. There's just so much going on, and so although I say things to, you know, on my podcast, I also have to make personal application for my own personal life so I can remain sane, okay, and not be insane. And for the people that I serve during the course of a day, they have their concerns, they have their issues. But I go in my job and I look for the loopholes and I look to do the research to resolve the situations that can really freak someone out about, you know, benefits and all that kind of stuff. So I won't go there. But the thing that I wanted to say is this. No one is going to care about you but you. I'm sure you know that. But we are so stuck in trying to be rescued by someone. And, you know, that's understandable. It's understandable that you're looking to be rescued, because that all stems from being traumatized somewhere along the line, you know, in your childhood. Because remember, you know, that everything was going good when you was little, if you could remember back then. And then something happened and boom, that's where everything started. That's when you started having self-doubt. That's when you started
possibly thinking little less of yourself. That's when you were forgotten. That's when you was pushed in the background. That's when you were silenced. And you created this big thing about something that happened. And like I said, it's understandable, but you need to will it back in. You need to pull it back in. And some of you may know how to do it. Some of you may not. Some of you are looking for answers in your life, but you really have the answer, but you don't know how to tap into it. Some of you blame others. And some of you blame yourself. But there's always a method to the madness. And there's always a workaround. Now, I don't believe in putting band-aids on wounds that need stitches. I don't believe in that. And I don't believe in taking a pill when you need surgery. Okay? And so, in thinking about what I just said, it can mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people. But I'm not here to negate people's situations or feelings or emotions or anything like that. I'm here just to say that our situations are adorable. Our situations can be worked out within time. Our situations can be healed if you let it be healed. Our situations can be where we come from a place of forgiving or being forgiven. It can come from different perspectives that you have to allow yourself to be. Just like you allow people to be in your life or in your space, because you cannot go up in someone else's space and control that space. Just like people cannot come into your space and control that space. Now, if you let them control that space, then you give away something very valuable. And that's your power. That's your power. So you have to really, really think about the different podcasts that I said, casting your pearls upon swine, recognizing time is running out, you're getting older, not younger, the generations are different, you got to do the work. This is all part of it, you know. You have to be the leader in your life. You have to learn how to make decisions instead of giving the power over for somebody to make the decision for you, and you get lost. And that's also how people learned how to abuse you. That's also how people can go into domestic violence against you. That's how people, you know, emasculate you, or that's how people shrink you down to their level. All this stuff is just like amazing. People not recognizing who they are, who they are. They're not recognizing their gift. They don't even look at their gift. Knowing that they got gifts, somebody got to tell you, boy, you talented. You know you talented. You been knew you were talented, but you let somebody steal it. You've been robbed. You gave your ideas away. They took them. They made it seem like they were theirs. And you created it. You wrote the song. They took the song. You wrote the paper. and you gave it to somebody to look it over so that you could probably do a research project, and somebody else is running your project, your research. It's amazing. It's amazing what we do to ourselves. Nobody care about you but you. Nobody gives the power away but you. So, in education, in parenting, in life, with experiences, wherever you go, there you are. It's about you. Now, it could be about you, but you have to learn not to do what other people do to you. Although, sometimes, people need a little telling off. People need a little shutdown. But you have to use your words in doing those things. You have to be so powerful in who you're being to shut a person down without saying nothing. Nothing. Now, like I said, I'm new to this, but this is what I do every day in my life. I see what people do. You got to learn to read between the lines. Understand. Knowing when the enemy is in your midst. Knowing the vibe when it steps into space. Knowing when you step in somebody's space that you have to get out. We have to know those things. We have to be prepared. When you walk out the door for life. Because inside your own domain that you create, yeah, you're safe. But when you get outside in the world, in the real world, dealing with the real subjects, dealing with the real concerns, dealing with the people's mess, dealing with just injustice, you have to be able to know the work around to get around it. Because injustice is everywhere. And it's going to get worse. So I say that you got to put your big pants on. You know. Ladies got to put their big pants on. We say panties or whatever have you. Bloomers or whatever. And handle your business. Everything is age appropriate. You can't be 50 acting like you're 20. Because it's going to get you robbed. It's going to get you in prison for abuse, you know, or misinterpretation. You know, you got to be at your level mentally where you belong. And if you got to go get the little girl, little boy that you left behind when you was traumatized, then you got to go do that too. But in order to be mature in your life, you have to go back and get the person that you left behind, the little girl that was traumatized. And traumatized could be from incest, molestation, rape. It could be all of that. Because we're talking real stuff right now. We're talking real stuff. And this is what it's about. See, social media and those different venues is what is keeping people from doing the work. It's keeping you focusing on what those people in the celebrity world are doing. Yeah, they're getting paid for their life, whether they tell a lie, but they ain't really doing the work. Because they're human just like us, you know. And so the lies make the money, but you got to go back to the lie. And you're living in houses and stuff like that. That's to keep you from doing your work, you know. So you have to be wise about things, you know. There's so many things that are being said. You know, people are ill. People are going through changes. Yeah. Life. Helping you shut down, shutting you down. But don't be fooled. Don't be fooled by the hype or the nonsense or the, you know, the blinders. Don't let the blinders stop you from being the best that you can be, for pursuing the things that you wanted to pursue all your life, but never got a chance. Don't let the blinders keep you in a mental state where you just can't function. Don't let the blinders stop you from pursuing the things that you really want to pursue, to being a better person that you really want to be. Don't let the blinders stop you. So I say this, that this podcast, the name of this one is going to be Don't Let the Blinders Stop You. That's what it's going to be. Because we are being blinded by so many things in this world. Just don't let it stop you from being the best that you can be in your life. Leave me a message if you want me to reach out to you. You want to ask me a question. I'll be glad to answer it to the best of my ability, based on my experience, because believe me, that's a story in itself. I'm going to write a book about it, but that's a story in itself. And I say this to say that I grew up without my mother and father, so I know what life would do to you without your protection. And so without the protectors, you are the target for everyone. So don't let the blinders stop you. Until we meet again, have a good night. Well, it's been a long time since I've recorded. And there's so many things on my mind. Y'all have no idea. I don't even know where to start. I could start with just people in general. You know, there's so much going on in the world today. And people are taking no note. Remember, biblically, during the days of Noah's Ark, people took no note. But that's how it is today, the generations. A mess. You go to your job, the people are a mess, lazy. They don't want to do the work, you know. And they appear to be prospering, so they think. But I'm not going to even go on a tangent about it, because there's so many other things that I can talk about. Now, it's funny how you have you have your talents, you know, your creativity. And sometimes you just be feeling like you've stuck. You don't really want to talk about the stuff they're talking about on social media or YouTube, Moniece, and all that stuff. It just, to me, it's just like irritable, make you irritable. Because really, they're doing all that just to keep from looking at their real lives. And maybe that is their real lives, but to do a lot of stuff just to keep from doing the work, so to speak. Doing the work is looking at things that would cause you to step out of character. You know, doing the work requires that you make changes in your life. And believe me, people hate change. Doing the work makes you become humble. Like, you have to be humble sometimes when you overlooked in your career, or you're overlooked in your relationship, you know, you discount it, you know, when it comes to depreciation, because you contribute to the lives of people and you are really not appreciated. So you have to have some form of humility to keep moving, because the gift that you get, we receive, is not from human. It's going to be from God, from Jehovah. You know, this way I see it. You know, when you have talent and you don't treasure it or develop it, it really goes by the wayside, because we all are gifted in some way or form. And it's up to our parents sometimes to, well, it really is up to our parents to actually zone in or be, see our talent pretty much, you know, develop those talents, you know, see the talents when you observing your child or looking at them. And then those talents may not ever be looked at, because maybe parents are so busy into their own personal life that they can't even see the talent that's standing right before them. The money-making machine, the basketball player, the ballet dancer, the African dancer, the tap dancer, the track star, you know, the trumpet player, you know, the musician, the singer, the songwriter, the seamstress. Your parents don't see it when they're so absorbed in their own life, when they're worried about life, when they're under pressure, when they're thinking about your dad or her husband or a lover and the fact that he's not home or he's out with someone else, another woman. They be so absorbed in those things that they forget that there's a child that's talented. Excuse the noise, it's noisy out there. Or they forget that you exist, and the stranger comes by and takes advantage of you, or the stranger comes by and, you know, touches you in the wrong place, or the stranger comes by and gives you a few dollars getting you ready so that when he come by he could give you more money. It's just a lot of things that I think about, how people are affected. You know, I'm a behavior science major, and you know, I see things differently. I'm a social worker during the day. I have a master's degree in leadership, so I look at these things. I don't really talk too much about the things on the podcast. This is like really new for me. But I do talk about this type of situations when I deal with the public. And I really, really, really help the people. I do. And I see my constituents, my co-workers, like looking at their responsibility, their job, as a burden. Wow. It's amazing. It's really amazing how people are today. So I say this to say that we are gifted in many ways. And we have work to do. And you can't run forever. You can't run forever. You have to do the work. Time is going by. Your time is running out. That's what I want to say. Time is running out. So if you got work to do, get started. If you need some coaching, leave a comment. I'll be glad to have a conversation with you. But you have to be willing to be receptive to what I say. I'm not, you know, trying to govern no one's life, but I do have knowledge of things, understanding, experience. And I'm going to share that. I'm going to share it. I'm not a fortune teller, none of that, so you won't be getting that, but my wisdom is deep. So until we meet again, do your work. Take care. The name of this episode is called Do Not Cast Your Pearls Upon Swine. And I'm not calling anyone out of their name or anything like that, but you know, when you think about pearls and you think about swine, you can just imagine that there's totally a difference. You know, pearls, they're intricate, they're delicate, and you know, swine produces other things such as worms. Then you know, swine comes from the pig. It's a saying. It's a biblical saying. Do not cast your pearls upon swine. And the significance of this saying is that we sometimes get in our own way, or we sabotage ourselves by not looking at the originality or the uniqueness, the delicacy of who we are being for our lives. And so we cast our pearls, what we were giving as a blessing, upon swine, because we don't want to deal with the reality of who we are to actually go into in depth as to what we need to be doing with our own personal lives. And so we cast our pearls upon the swine, in which we attach ourselves to individuals beneath us, individuals who are not doing anything for themselves in relationships, or sacrificing what we need to do or what we should be doing to be better, better individuals. We may be procrastinating about what we should be doing with our lives. We may sabotage our relationships. We may be that way because of issues that we may have that we never investigated, or we never took the time to look at the triggers that cause us to do the things that we do in our day-to-day lives, relationships. And so we act out. And sometimes, as I mentioned in my earlier podcast, is that we sometimes are dealt the wrong hand, you know, and we walk this journey in our lives that causes us to experience things that we don't need to experience, but it happens to reach us, you know, it happens to touch our lives. And I told someone today that when you come from a background where there are absent parents or no parents or single parent household, we fall victim to things that could affect our livelihood or affect our lives. And sometimes we have to find that little girl who's been affected by maybe a situation as an adult to bring her forward to
the level where you are, and it could be a difficult journey. So when I say do not cast your pearls upon swine, take the time to self-reflect, meditate, look at your triggers, what causes you to latch out. Because sometimes when we're dealing with individuals and we become upset and they push the trigger, we're dealing with something from our past, not from present. I don't know if many of you have experienced situations like that where everything just shows up in the negative. You have to turn that around. You have to break the cycle and look at your life as a pearl. A pearl is basically made based on the agitation of sand within a clam or within the oyster. And the agitation could be the things that we go through in our day-to-day life. But those things that we go through can make us the most beautiful individual, can make us the most beautiful pearl. So don't forget that. You know, you have talents, you have gifts, you have qualities. But if you fail to look at those qualities and you don't look at them from the aspect of being a pearl, you can lose your life in the pig pen. You know, you can lose your life by being in the wrong place at the wrong time. You can lose your life by not developing and living your life. So please, don't cast your pearls upon swine. Don't forget to like, subscribe. If you have questions, please feel free to leave me a message and I'll get back to you. Later. So what's going on with you tonight? You find yourself can't sleep. You have some problems in life, relationships. You need to talk. Well, life sometimes will hand you a curveball. But what you do with it or how you handle it makes a difference. Sometimes we tend to avoid having a conversation. And the conversation is the most important thing that need to occur. But why do so many people avoid the conversation? And that's why the name of my podcast is And Why Not? Why is it so hard to have a conversation about life changes, life situations, life mishaps, life heartbreaks? And why not have a conversation about why you have not done your part to keep something significant going? Or having that significant conversation with maybe someone in your life that you consider significant, that you might owe a conversation to, that you're not willing to have. Well, there's a lot of things that you can look at. You can look at that you feel that you don't owe anybody anything, that people need to come to you when a conversation needs to start, or you just don't know how to communicate. So how you are being in your relationship is how your relationship will show up. Excuse me. So if you want to further discuss relationships and how they show up for you, or how they play out all together, or how they may not be significant, gratifying, or individuals don't reciprocate, it could be because the way you communicate, the way you're being, the way you show up for others. So consider that. And if you want to leave a comment, feel free to do so.
if you wanted to subscribe, do so. And I will respond to your comments and further elaborate on relationships and why not they're not prospering or significant to you or not gratifying to you and what needs to be done. Okay? Later.